Mr. Ty Lucas in good morning. How are you?
Drum roll.
Hey, good morning. Now, my question, you've got my curiosity. Do you spear the zucchinis or do you slice them into like pickle chips?
I'm going to slice them.
Okay.
Into about, you know, quarter inch to start with. We'll see what it does.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to hear how those go.
The other one I saw, it said you slice some zucchini long ways and then bread and stuff like that. And it says it's bake it. And it says it's as good as meat. And I'm going, nah, I'm not going to buy that one. It may taste good, but I'm not buying that one.
It's not in the form of meat, that's for sure. Mr. Lucas is in this morning. Let's talk the Junior Ambassador Golf Tournament, which is coming up later on this month.
Yeah, well, I know we're at midsummer when we're talking about the Junior Ambassador, so we're really excited about it. So it's coming up on Monday and Tuesday, July 24th and 25th, and this tournament is held locally. It's been held here for years, and it's hosted by the North Platte Chamber Ambassadors, and we normally have 90 to 105 kids in it.
Wow.
Half or more than half come in from out of town for it.
Oh, very good.
Excellent.
Wow, I didn't know that. This is going down. Is it a Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, this tournament's pretty special in Nebraska because of its format. It's really got a unique format that kids, you know, most children's tournaments are organized in half-day events. This has two courses over 2 days and then has a special event on Monday night. So it's a Monday, Tuesday. Monday is out at Lake Maloney Golf Club, so they get to enjoy Lake Maloney. And then Tuesday, they finish the tournament at River's Edge.
Right.
So then they get paired up, you know, kind of like in a professional tournament where the people who are ahead play together for the trophies the next day. And then Monday night, we have the barbecue and the slugfest, which the tournament is kind of famous for.
Tell me about that.
Slugfest,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is great. So, again, the tournament welcomes kids from ages 7 to 18, and it's designed as a tournament where if you're a competitive high school player and you want to play some good players that will play for state championships, you can play in the tournament. Or if you're somebody who's younger, older, and is a novice to competitive golf, and it's your first competitive tournament, it's designed for that too, and we try to mix it up. Well, one way that the ambassadors, a scheme we came up with many years ago, was to have the Monday night slugfest. So we have a barbecue, the ambassadors and spouses are out there, we welcome the parents and the players to come out for a free barbecue on the Chamber Ambassadors. And then we divide up the kids with kids they don't know into groups of four, and we teach them how to play a three-hole scramble because a lot of the kids have not played a scramble tournament before like their parents often do. So we team them up with kids they don't know of all ages. So you could have an 8-year-old playing with an 18-year-old or playing with a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old. We try to make the teams as even as we can. They go out and play a three-hole scramble, and then whoever's tied with the best score at that point goes into a sudden-death playoff. And what's fun about it is it's not uncommon to have on that final green, when you get down to the last two teams, I mean, there could be 75, 80 people watching them play. And so a lot of what the Slugfest is about is helping kids meet other youth golfers so they can learn, meet people and play throughout the year. Second, to learn how to play kind of a mini scramble. But third, it gets them more comfortable playing in front of a large group of people.
Yeah.
So then that next morning when they're on the first tee and grandma and grandpa and some other people they don't know are watching, we think they're a little less nervous because they've gone through that whole Slugfest experience.
Oh, that's interesting.
Where did the name Slugfest come from? It just didn't fit golf to me.
Well, so this that's a great question. So, the ambassadors have forever, the second weekend in August, held what's called the Classic Ambassador Classic Golf Tournament. It's been known for years as a highly competitive golf tournament. It has a slugfest that has a little different format that is, it's kind of similar to like what they call a horse race where you kind of duel out. And so we took the name and we transferred it over to the junior tournament. And really what that's intended to do is represent the sudden death nature of the scramble because only one team's left standing. And so that's where the slugfest name comes from.
Very good.
Yeah. That type of stuff just interests me of how those come together.
Yeah. I think that's the first time anybody's ever asked me that question over these years, and we probably haven't done a good job of telling how we came up with it. So,
how many years has this Junior Ambassadors been going on?
Well, I'm trying to think. I think it started a little north of maybe 30 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then about 10 years ago, youth golf was really starting to bubble here. This would be on the verge of having some of those state championship type teams we've had here on North Platte. Youth golf was getting really strong here. I credit, for example, I think of people like Morgan Lashley, Court Steele, and some of those players that really brought some high quality golf into our youth. And so we got together, actually formed a separate committee from the ambassadors to focus only on this tournament in addition to the adult tournament, and we rejuvenated it. Every year, Scott Steele goes out and rounds up business sponsorships from local businesses, and we have, you know, 20 to 30 businesses every year that write a sponsorship for this check for this tournament that provides the free barbecue, free meals for the kids. This tournament is very affordable. They play both days for $30 if they're 9 holes or $40 if they're 18 holes.
Wow.
Both courses are very generous with us. They really help us out both with their time and with making it very cost effective. And then we also have humongous trophies that we give away for the winners. and every kid at check-in gets a specialized gift. We've had Adidas pullovers. We've had backpacks. We've had belts. We've had all sorts of different things. And so we always feel like the kids are going to get a gift that probably equates to their entry fee.
Yeah.
And everything else has really been provided by our local business people and our chamber ambassadors. And it's really intended to welcome people to North Platte.
Can they still sign up?
Oh, yeah. This is primo sign-up time, so it's a great time to be talking about this. We will take sign-ups. We're never going to turn a kid away, but to get them in the right groups and right times and to be organized, we really like to see people sign up by July 16th or 17th. Okay. So they've got another good week and a half to sign up.
Gives you a week to get all that sorted out and who goes where.
Yep, then we can get really organized. To get entry forms, you can go to the Chamber's website, just go to the North Platte Chamber in Google, which is nparea.com. Go to the events tab, or you can go out to Lake Maloney Golf Club or River's Edge, and they have entry forms too. Or you can stop at the chamber office to sign up. And again, it's really affordable at $30. That's the total cost for 9 holes, which is the younger kids, or $40 for 18. And we do both boys and girls.
7 to 18 is the age range?
Yep, 7 to 18. And we welcome players of all. If they're interested in playing a competitive tournament, we welcome people of all skill level.
Looking forward to it. The Junior Ambassador Tournament again. It's coming up later on in the month of July. You've probably seen, since it's been going on long enough, a lot of those, you're right, in the last 10 years, we've had some really good golf teams in our area. Probably a lot of them started out with this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, first and foremost, the credit of that goes to our local pros and teachers, guys like Will Pierce and Jim Orkett and many others who've taught kids, Rich Skinner, and many that have spent the time and energy teaching kids to play golf. But we think we play a small role in it because we think we help kids try competitive golf for the first time, and then they find out it's not that scary. Then we hope, well, maybe they'll try out for the high school team. Well, all of a sudden that they find a good groove with golf. So we think we play a small role in that, but an important role.
You're right, though. I mean, it's an intimidating game as an adult if you've never played. If you don't get somebody to kind of take you along, you're probably not going to go because you're not just going to walk up to a golf course and say, hey, I want to go play, because, you know, if you're by yourself, it's kind of intimidating. So this is a great way to kind of ease them into it.
Yeah, it is. You know, the Nebraska Junior Tour has a wonderful program, of sanctioned tournaments, and we have tournaments in this area too, and they're wonderful. But it's a pretty high level of competition, right, and it can be pretty intimidating to somebody who hasn't played in a tournament before. So we think this is also a great step for kids that want to go on to the Junior Tour as well, too.
Very affordable, too. So get your forms filled out. If any child 7 to 18 wants to play in the Junior Ambassador Tournament, it is coming up later on this month. Mr. Ty Lucas, anything else you want to mention with this?
No. If anybody has any questions, give me a call at Nebraska Land Bank or at 520-2254, and I'm happy to answer any questions that people have about the tournament.
Awesome. Well, Well, thanks for your hard work on this, and let's call for an 80-degree day that day. Those 2 days, right?
Yep. I'll never ask for there not to be rain, but you know, if they just give us a few hours that day, then we can make it happen.
That's right. Squeeze in some golf. We've gotten pretty lucky for golf weather for the last month and a half now.
Yep.
This has been about as good as it can get. Well, thanks, Ty. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen.